Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
Happy birthday to Matthew. Just turned 40 today.
All right.
Said, any advice for the newcomer? Do what the hell you want to. All right. You're a grown-ass MF man.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy
it. Officially what happens at 40.
Enjoy it. And tell everybody kick rocks and leave you alone.
Stretch a little bit.
Why?
Just everything not quite as limber as it used to be.
Oh, that is true.
Stretch a little bit.
That is true.
Mix in some waters.
Yeah, waters for quitters. waters for quitters.
Water's good. Or, you know.
Water sucks. It really, really
sucks. Some delicious H2O. Tyrone is in Douglasville. Hey, Tyrone.
Thanks for taking my call. Andy, Randy, I love you guys.
You guys are
phenomenal. Phenomenal. Quick thing is, I just want to know, and this is real talk, mentally and physically, how are you guys really feeling, you know, mentally and physically? And also, last question is, do you guys have lunch before 11 o'clock, or do you wait to have lunch after 2 o'clock?
Thanks for the call, Tyrone.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Tyrone.
Thanks,
I mean, physically, I'm fine. You know, there's a lot of aches, and, you know. But, I mean, there's a reason why I have aches.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, mentally, dude, I'm awesome.
Yeah, I'm sharp as a tack.
Yeah, I'm sharp.
I did have a couple cocktails last night, so I'm like a little, not 100%, but good. I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
I need to be above 50% to be able to do this.
Yeah, man. We come in this thing 35%,
solid.
Dog.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
And those days are obvious probably to the listener.
But yeah.
I'm solid.
Yeah,
I'm solid. Physically, I feel great.
Yeah, man.
I'll be honest with you.
I'm good to go, man.
Got a good night's sleep last night.
Thank you, Tyrone. I appreciate that.
As far as the eating goes,
I don't eat till after the first segment, and I'll have me some poke rinds.
You normally eat about 1:15, though.
But no,
you stopped doing that. Is that because the microwave broke?
No, you know, I just stopped doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just stopped doing it.
Because you used to walk
in. I used to eat at 1:15.
Every single day at 1:15, yep. You'd go warm something up and come in here and it'd smell delicious.
Yes. I would always eat leftovers from the previous night. Right. But I stopped.
Why'd you stop doing that?
I don't know why. I don't know why. I think what happened was two nights in a row we had eight out and it wasn't no leftover. And so I was fine. I'm fine until I get home. Now, when I get home, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm pretty hungry when I get home. But now because there is no microwave, it ain't the sense to bring food.
Right.
I'm feeling bad for Bo.
I didn't want. Well, I know. Bring that socket. Bring your.
You know what? I'm going to look for when I get home.
Okay.
Because I saw the bit tray where all of them are. Let me see. I'm going to look in there and see if I have.
Bring that.
We
ordered fuses. We're just going to fix it then.
Yeah.
You want something done around here, you got to take it into your own hands.
Yeah.
I eat an apple every day when the show's over, when I walk to my car.
Apple a day.
I eat it, exactly. And I haven't been to the doctor in years, so that's true. James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, Andy, Randy. Hope you're all doing good.
What's up, bro?
I have two questions for you. One's about the quarterback situation. You know, y'all are, or a lot of people are sort of concerned about Kirk Cousins or dissatisfied with his play. Do you think it'd be a good time to develop Easton Stick more in place of him, possibly? And with Penix, do you think that now that he's had surgery on both knees twice, do you think, realistically speaking, we got to go find somebody else? He ain't going to be around much longer.
Oh,
and the other question I have for you, with the division on my side of reach, do y'all like Tampa Bay or Carolina better? Which one of the two, both of y'all, which one of the two teams is your favorite of the two, you know?
Appreciate it, man.
Well, I think Tampa's better.
I think Tampa's better. They're just banged up, man.
I don't really care for either one.
Yeah, they both stink.
But, yeah, I think Tampa's better.
Yeah.
And I like watching Baker play.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name? Oh, boy.
What was his name, Bo?
James.
That was James, thank you so much. I don't think those words have ever uttered out somebody's mouth. Develop Eastern stick.
Mm-mm.
Never thought about that.
Mm-mm. Maybe his high school coach.
Maybe. But interesting.
No, I don't think that's on the table.
Nah.
I don't know about the Penix long-term stuff. Obviously, I like what Joe said is he's been back in 9 months from this injury before, so hopefully he'll be the starter week one next year.
That's a great question, because I didn't even think to ask what was his timeline from both of them.
Yeah. Kirk didn't pay too much money to not play.
Yeah.
I mean, he already was not playing, but you know why.
Yeah.
Now that guy's not available, Kirk's got to get out there
and get his
earn
ass
the check
out there
a little bit. All right. Adam is driving home from Iowa.
Don't earn the check.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, Adam.
First off, to us as a traveling correspondent of the YAM committee, Iowa, I don't want to get Dave Archer too mad at me, but Iowa, let's just say it's a long way from Columbia.
Okay. Iowa, and, not YAM's territory. Got it.
They were pretty bundled up for the weather, but I got a pretty good imagination. But anyhow, the question is, maybe I'm just turning into an old head or an unk or whatever you want to call it, but I've noticed lately in the past year or so how short the pants are getting in college football. And on the kickers and the receivers mostly, is there a rule against that? And what is y'all's opinion about the short shorts on the football field?
Thank you, Adam.
I think it looks dumb as hell, but I think there is a rule, I would think.
There has to be a
uniform.
There
has to be. Like, I would, like, my practice pants would probably be that high.
Okay.
But, like.
Why?
Huh?
How come?
Because I didn't want to wear the pants.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I didn't wear pads anyways in my pants.
Okay.
But I would always have my knees covered. But, yeah, like, you know, you wouldn't be comfortable out there. But, yeah, in the game, yeah, some of it is getting pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, the kicker from Oklahoma is wearing booty shorts.
Yeah.
They're doing that baseball now, too.
What do you mean?
Barely wearing pants.
Who?
What?
Major League Baseball players. A lot of them are wearing pants that stop above the knee.
Huh.
They got
you ever seen this? And they got socks pulled all the way up past
the
kneecap.
Yeah. Yes, I have seen that.
Oh,
with the socks way up there. Yeah, no, we're in a real, we're in a short shorts era.
Yeah, man.
For athletes and young people. Young men.
Young men, yeah, man.
And I don't get it.
And Bo, you know this, and you'll find this out with your daughter. It irritates me when Kai wears them little shorts with that long shirt. And I'm like, Shawty, you got pants on?
Mm.
Yeah. Like, ugh. It's irritating.
Yeah, that's
very
terrible.
Irritating. Very irritating.
Now, maybe this is just the pendulum swinging back the other way from like the early 2000s when shorts were down to people's ankles.
Right.
Remember the TJ Ford picture when he was playing for the Bucks?
Never got into that.
It was awful.
Never got into that.
It was awful. So I don't know. There needs to be a happy medium because we've gone way too far back the other way.
Yeah, dog. I mean,
it's a lot of thigh.
I mean, I like showing my thighs when it's me and my woman and we on vacation in my swim trunks.
Yeah,
but I'm right at an inch or two above the knee.
Yeah, I go just a little above.
A little bit above. Yeah,
a little above, yeah. But not all the way up there.
Nah, man.
Kyle's in Roswell. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, Andy and Randy? Man, how you guys doing?
Pretty good, Kyle.
Good. Okay, so I got a theory. I think it's safe to start looking at the offseason at this point. So, in the offseason, I think the Falcons should, number one, go grab Keon Coleman.
No, Kyle. No, Kyle.
Number two. Hey,
no.
Let me cook.
We're not going in the offseason.
Let me cook. Let him cook now.
Let Kyle cook.
Let me cook. Number one, go grab Keon Coleman from the Buffalo Bills.
Why?
Cook. Let him cook.
Why?
He's cooking.
Hold on. We got to talk. Hold on. I want to know why. Why him?
Can you let me finish?
No!
We're going point by point.
Why him?
Number two, we go grab Miko Harman from
oh, my God!
Are you serious?
Miko Harman?
Another man. Three. Okay.
Number three.
If you say Odell Beckham Jr., we're hanging up on you.
Todd Munkin for the head coach. And then number four, we go get Stetson Bennett as a quarterback. It's just, it's not going to get us to the Super Bowl.
What's his name again? Who is this? What's his name again? Come on, Kyle.
Come on. He was right with that last comment.
Kyle, I like
it's not going to get him to the Super Bowl.
I like you, Kyle, so much, dog. I appreciate you calling. Kyle, the first two dudes that you just said both got benched.
Benched.
This week. Benched. Benched. So you're a Florida State and dog fan. He said, go get – I love Kyle. Kyle said, let him cook. Kyle, you just burnt the meat.
You burnt it, Kyle.
You burnt the meat, Kyle.
Smoke detector's going off, bud.
Kyle said, let me cook. Trade for Keon Coleman. Miko Hartman. He said, Todd Monken. Uh-huh. Which I'm not. I'm
yeah,
not,
actually, don't. That
was
not
which
terrible.
I'm not too far. I'm not opposed to that.
That one's not terrible.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that. And Stetson Bennett.
Yeah.
Damn it, Kyle.
Come on, Kyle.
Come on, man.
Tito's incoming. Hey,
Tito.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. I always wondered this from being from the North. What was the biggest impact? The 90 Braves, primetime, or Michael Vick in Georgia?
Say it again.
Was the biggest impact? The 90s Braves, okay. Michael Vick, or primetime?
Okay. Oh, man.
Thank you, Tito.
Man, Mike. Man, when Mike came here, dude, it was crazy. It was. I remember when Mike was drafted, because I was still at Georgia, and I was just like, man, y'all want to go to Atlanta tonight? No, it was stupid in the city when they drafted Michael Vick, man. It was unreal. Unreal.
The only, connection I have to any of that is my brother, Michael, who lives here now in Marietta, loved Michael Vick so much mm-hmm. that he became a diehard Falcons fan.
Right.
Asked for Falcons tickets and a plane ticket here for Christmas one year. Came here, loved Atlanta so much that he moved here.
Yeah.
So Michael Vick was tourism.
Yeah,
like,
man.
And not even tourism. He was transplantism. Like, blame Michael Vick partially for
right.
some of the transplants.
Right.
Because he wouldn't have ever even thought about it if it wouldn't have been for him.
It was crazy.
I don't know if any of those other ones had people moving here.
It was crazy when Mike went.
Zach is in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, Zach?
So, Tennessee plays Florida this weekend.
Yep.
It's a game that's normally played in September. So, ever since the schedule came out, I've heard a lot of people being like, oh, let's see how Tennessee does against Florida in the cold, right? And so my answer is,
why would that benefit Florida at all?
you know they're not actually lizards, right?
they're not actually alligators. Yeah. They're just humans.
So that reminded me of, you know, Mike Leach's rant about the Pac-10 or Pac-12 mascots. So for the SEC, mm-hmm. if the mascots for every team were like the real actual physical embodiment of those mascots, who right. would be the most and least intimidating teams?
Right.
Well, I mean, obviously, they've been intimidated by the damn bulldog.
Yeah, Georgia would be the yeah. worst team in the
there's
conference.
There's nothing intimidating about a bulldog.
Because those dogs can't even barely run.
Yeah, there's nothing intimidating about a damn bulldog.
So, yeah, they're out. What even is a Crimson Tide?
It's an elephant.
Well, yeah. Like, it is. Are we talking about intimidating or like would actually win a rumble?
I mean, I would like to see the gator and a tiger go ahead.
Yeah, that's a pretty
sure.
good fight.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good
but
fight.
But I don't think anything's taking down an elephant. Like, it would just stomp on a gator. It would
What's
kick.
Ole Miss's mascot?
It's a rebel.
So yeah. it'd be like, they got.
He's dead.
Well, Andy, what you didn't know before you moved down here from the great state of Washington,
huh.
it was the rebels.
Uh-huh.
And I think, before you got here, it was a Confederate flag that they used to carry.
I think an alligator would bite the flank out of that guy.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't know, Andy.
I guess he has a gun, probably.
Yeah.
In 2018, Ole Miss debuted Tony the Land Shark.
Huh. Well, sharks can't be on land, so that's going to lose.
That's why they call them
electric. South Carolina's got a chicken.
Hey, man, have you ever been around a game cock?
Uh-uh.
Like them fighting cocks, man?
No.
Dude.
I still like a gator, though.
But oh, I'll take the gator anyway. But them things, I'm just telling you, dude, that is a brutal thing.
You want to know something funny about my son, Jack?
Okay.
He thinks every bird's a chicken.
So is Sebastian?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. Sebastian thinks everything that he eats is chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, so pork chops, chicken.
Chicken,
yeah.
Sure. It's just like, hey, Jack, what do you think that bird is? Chicken. What's a chicken say? Coo-coo-doo-doo-doo. Having little kids is constant comedy. It's very good. All right, do we have time for Richard is in a school bus.
Richard.
All right.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Richard.
Real quick, I was thinking about this on the way over. You are now the commissioner of the NFL. What is one thing that you would delete, get rid of, one thing that you would change or improve, one thing that you would add in? I'll hang up.
Appreciate it. Get rid of Thursday night games, improve the officiating, and said add to?
How about adding full-time refs?
Okay.
Sure.
I still don't ever understand that argument as long as I live, because they're going to make mistakes either way.
But they'll make more money doing it.
They'll make more money doing
it. They train in the offseason, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of going to back to their banker jobs.
Back to 2 days?
Yeah.
All right. I like those.
Every play's reviewable, and if you can't overturn it in 30 seconds, then it stands.
Okay. That too. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My takeaway of the day is that Joe Zerilla. I knew his ass went chuckling up there with all of them.
Not only
dudes.
That, he said he side-eyed him.
Side-eye.
Randy's always had a thing for Reba McEntire.
Yeah, man.
Oh, if the Falcons lose on...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday won't be because they're sad. And Rainer and Michael, all backbone, doesn't get dominated by any meat.
No. Not one.
Yeah, it's pretty much all of mine as well. Randy's all backbone, doesn't get dominated by meat, and said Reba's hot.
Yeah, man. I mean, just tell you, man. Y'all go look at it right now.
I'm going
to. Go look at it right now. Hey, man, don't forget, guys, me and Andy will be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
I wish we could get the actual data of Reba McEntire Google searches in Atlanta right now, because there's going to be more than normal.
Maybe.
It's going to spike.
I'm just telling.
It's going to spike. We'll see you tomorrow in Kennesaw.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.